This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say the Taliban have seized three more provincial capitals in Afghanistan, putting nine of the nation's 34 in the insurgents' hands amid the U.S. withdrawal from the country. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast and Farah province to the west put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance. While Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the Taliban offensive continues to stretch Afghan security forces, now largely fighting against insurgents on their own. A European Union senior official already has said at least 65% of Afghanistan is held by the insurgents, with the government continuing to lose ground. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. Speaking at the White House briefing Wednesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki doubled down on the White House response to the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to make rapid gains in the country.
They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back and if they have the ability to unite as leaders to fight back. And that's really where it stands at this point.
Psaki said the White House is closely watching the deteriorating security conditions in parts of the country, but added that no particular outcome, in our view, is inevitable. President Biden has said he wants all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. German police have arrested a British man who worked at the British Embassy in Berlin on suspicion of spying for Russia. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
In a statement, Germany's chief federal prosecutor's office said, quote, on at least one occasion, he passed on documents he had obtained in the course of his professional activities to a representative of a Russian intelligence service. Both Russia's Federal Security Service and Foreign Intelligence Service did not immediately reply to requests for comment. The man was arrested on Tuesday in Potsdam, just outside Berlin. He was employed as a local staff member at the embassy until his arrest, which was the result of a joint investigation by German and British authorities, the prosecutor said. British police said in a statement that the man was arrested on suspicion of committing offences related to being engaged in intelligence agent activity.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Amnesty International says that dozens of women have described shocking sexual assaults by Ethiopian soldiers and allied forces in the country's Tigray conflict. Fusea Tekele, Amnesty International's researcher for the Horn of Africa, called the violence unconscionable, saying it was used to dehumanize Tigrayan women.
The brutality is extremely unconscionable. Like, it's hard to imagine that kind of brutality happening.
The report says rape was intended to humiliate both the women and their Tigrayan ethnic group. The Amnesty report calls for accountability for the sexual violence during the conflict, saying rape and sexual slavery constitute war crimes. Many women in Tigray now live with the physical and mental effects of the assaults, including HIV infections and continued bleeding, according to Amnesty's report. Ethiopia's government has not responded to that report. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it would soon begin testing three drugs currently used for other diseases to see if they might help patients suffering from the coronavirus. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the three drugs would be adopted into the next phase of its ongoing global research into identifying potential treatments for COVID-19.
We need more for patients at all ends of the clinical spectrum, from mild to severe disease. And we need health workers that are trained to use them in a safe environment.
The WHO's ongoing study into COVID-19 treatments previously assessed four drugs and includes thousands of researchers in hundreds of hospitals in 52 countries. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.